The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Napa, get the good stuff.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So you did that, huh?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, we're on right now. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with a gentleman. You are currently on vacation in Rome, Italy, correct?
Yes, sir. We are in Italy. We're in Rome.
Whereabouts?
We're at a hotel near the Spanish Steps, if you know the area.
Well, I've never... Is that where the fountain is?
Yes, sir. I was talking to the man who I spoke with previously.
That's Harry, our associate producer.
Yes, sir. We were looking forward, as I said to him, we were looking forward to the vacation, my wife and I both.
To go to Italy?
Yes, sir. And we were finally able, you know, to put everything together. And my daughter has just had another baby. We didn't want to leave right away. And so we were very happy to share the experience. And
well, it's a romantic place. I don't know anybody who doesn't have a good time in Italy.
Yes, sir. But
you had a problem, right?
Yes, sir. The problem has come into play this past week. Pope John Paul died as a result. And if you'll pardon me, I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine, sir.
As a result, we arrived here on Sunday, and on Saturday they said Pope Paul had passed on, and the problem comes into play that the city, and I'm given to understand the entire country's in a state of mourning.
Which is understandable.
Yes, sir, it is understandable, but what also should be understandable is that we are visitors to this country, and we've spent an awful lot of money, and we're not Catholic. And, you know...
All right.
And what's been happening...
All right, so you're not Catholic, meaning is there... give me an example when you say the people are in mourning.
Well, we ate at a trattoria restaurant, and the waiter there was not very enthusiastic. I told him that we were Americans. I did say we are Americans. So I made that very clear at that time, and I asked him that it seemed like there weren't a lot of people who were very happy in the area.
Probably the mourning for the Pope, I would imagine.
Well, that's what he told me, but my point is, Mr. Hendry, we are Americans on vacation. We are spending an inordinate amount of money. I also want to state at this time, I'm a Korean War veteran, and I understand that the Pope died and there are people affected by that, but I will tell you at this particular juncture, I am not Catholic, my wife is not Catholic, and the country is not extending a warmth and hospitality the way the brochure that we read said Italians will extend the courtesies and so forth. And my understanding is that people of Italian descent smile with all the food and everything. And
all right, so you have not, in other words, what you're saying is the country is in mourning. You're not getting a lot of the warmth that the Italian people are supposedly legendary for.
Sir, I have not seen any of that. And the reason is apparently the Catholics have guarded most of the media coverage this week, as you know. It's all about the Pope, and the assumption, sir, which I find slightly offensive, is that we are all, Catholic and are supposed to feel bad.
And, well, I don't know if it's quite that.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not Catholic. My wife and I attend a Presbyterian church in the Alhambra areas, and we're not Catholic.
All right, so you're disappointed in the vacation so far. From the standpoint of that people are not warm and are not outgoing because they are mourning the death of the Pope in a country that is predominantly Catholic.
Well, but I grew up, sir, with Italians in California, a lot of Italians in America, and I've always found them to be very colorful and exotic. And they're always, you know, eating. If you have this, I don't know if you've ever seen this, The Sopranos, which, of course, they're not in the mafia, and I understand that, but they're fun to look at.
All right, but again, the Pope has passed on. And I imagine you're seeing black ribbons or bunting.
Well, it's very depressing. And again, the brochure that our travel agent showed us was of restaurants and a lot of Italians with a big, you know, how they smile, those people. And, of course, they joke about the women with the big rear ends or what have you. But I...
Well, here's the thing. The Pope, you know, the people are in mourning, and the Pope is passing on. And the point may be asking a little bit too much, especially you're asking the American government to compensate you the money you spent on the vacation.
Yeah, that is correct.
I think that's crazy.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm a Korean War veteran. I brought my wife to a country that was liberated by American GIs not 50 years ago. At places like Anzio.
All right, no, I understand, sir.
Now, hold on for a minute, because I'm the caller. And these Italians can't grow up and show me a little bit of respect.
All right, so you're taking this personally. But
well, yes, I am, sir.
But if the country...
I am not a Catholic, and I am resentful of the fact that the Catholics are shoving their lifestyle down my throat in a lot of the ways, you know, they say about the gay. What's the difference, is what I ask myself.
All right, how much money do you think you've spent?
In what way?
On your vacation, how much money have you spent?
I imagine a little over $10,000.
All right, that's a lot of money.
And as a Korean, and I'm sitting down to eat, and they have this pope laid out, and I will tell you also that I find it offensive when I sit down to eat, and I turn on my television, and I see the pope, a dead body.
And all right, hold the line for just a moment. I know that you're calling from, you know what we ought to do is call him back. If we got where you are, could we call you back?
I'm sorry?
If we found out the number you're at, could we call you back?
Well, I can tell you...
Just hold on for a minute, okay, Harry? Why don't you find out where the guy is, and we'll maybe save him the nickel. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to a man who, along with his wife, is in Italy right now. And the thing he said that I find interesting, he says the Catholics have just sort of taken over everything. With their mourning for the Pope, the Italian... people, the Italian society seems to be a little depressed. They feel a little bit robbed. Now, I recognize that, but by the same token, this is a country that's predominantly Catholic. But this man is saying, and I like the term he used, the Catholics are shoving their lifestyle down our throat. Almost, and he did even reference the gays. We're not able to do that? All right, sir, I'm sorry, I've got you on hold. We are not able to call you back. But we can continue our conversation for as long...
Well, I want to continue the conversation because I think it's something that needs to be said. Now, I'm a Korean War veteran, and let me tell you something...
No, I understand that, but I...
No, I want to get this out. A lot of GIs, American soldiers, died so that the Italians, you know, and they love to... You know, American women come here and they look at their bodies and pinch the butts and all of this nonsense, and that's fine. And I don't begrudge a man anything like that. But I'm getting sick and tired of the Catholics have taken over everything.
And are you anti-Catholic or something?
I'm sorry?
Are you anti-Catholic?
No, sir, I am not anti-Catholic. I resent a loaded question like that.
All right, well, I'm sorry, but I don't mean to say that.
You know, I just because you get a little tired... When you sit down to a meal, and I sat down here at the Trattoria, my wife and I in the hotel, to have a bowl of, they had the Italian food. And they had the TV on, and they had the Pope laid on a table. It put me off my food, I don't mind telling you.
And it happens to be a tradition that a man lays in state. But we do that with presidents.
No, sir, we do not.
Yes, we do.
No, we do. We have them in a coffin, sir.
Well, that you're making a point there.
Yes, I am. We don't lay them out on a table as if to say, are you having yourself some dinner? We'll try and keep it down after seeing this. And in my opinion, I find it offensive, and I am tired of...
All right, I don't want to ask you a loaded question or a leading question, but your comments are tinged with a little bit of anti-Catholicism.
No, Mr. Henry, there's no anti-Catholic. I don't care what those people do, as long, you know, again, it's remarkable, but it's the same thing with the gays. You keep it in your bedroom, and I would hope that the Catholics would, the Catholics would, you know...
Keep it in their bedroom?
Well, you know, you make a joke about it.
No, all right, so you're saying keep it in the church, I guess.
Well, no, not even that, but... Here's a deal. Well, I want to tell you right now. The Pope dies, and I turn on the TV. It's everywhere. And also, the waiters in the restaurants are depressed. The brochure very clearly states that Italians smile and have a big smile and have plates of food. None of that.
Well, the brochure is going to have pictures. It's sort of...
The brochure clearly states that the Italians enjoy life and are passionate and bring out food everywhere. And there's been none of that because they're Catholic and the Pope, you know...
All right, I get your point. Hold on for a minute. You know...
Well, wait, I'm not done talking.
Well, hold on for just a second, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Too much Pope? Too much news about the Pope? Are the Catholics cramming it down our throats? This guy's calling all the way from Rome. How'd he get our number? Why is he calling us? An American tourist in Italy talking about his wife and he as they travel the country, not enjoying their trip because the people of that country seem to be despondent to the point of well, not providing that Italian charm, and this man is very vocal. Not only that, but this crazy thing about wanting the American government to pay for their trip because he's a veteran. 1-800-449-8686. Catholics pushing their lifestyle down everybody's throat. And we've got some other things coming up tonight, but we did want to take this call because it's a long-distance call. We're going to go through some email. We also have a couple of one-offs. One of them, a very popular one, what do we have in our house? But we'll get back to this gentleman. His name is Lloyd, from Italy. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist-influenced. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Because of where I've been, you know.
Well, I know. You were in Korea. And what did you do in Korea, sir?
I was with the United States Navy.
Okay. We're talking with a gentleman. Your name is Lloyd Bonafide. You're an American. You're traveling in Italy.
And my wife and I...
All right. I just want to bring my audience up to speed.
Okay.
All right. And so you're in Italy.
Yes. And we're... came here on Sunday.
You've traveled there at a considerable expense. The part of your what you're saying here, sir...
We don't appreciate having to... I understand that the Pope died.
Well, hold on. You've said that as a veteran, you want the... at least the you want Uncle Sam to pick up part of the tab.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, how are you going... To me, that's the most unrealistic thing you're saying.
Well, you got to understand, to you and to individuals who may be listening to your program right now who've never served the country in the capacity that I have, it may seem... unusual, but I put my life on the line for this country, and now I go to Italy with my wife, and the Catholics are pushing their lifestyle down my throat, and you want to talk about feeling violated in the most intimate way by these Catholics, and
See, again, the comments you're making sound almost as if you got an axe to grind with Catholics, all right?
No, sir, I do not.
All right, hold on, I'm going to take a phone call, 1-800-449-8686.
But I don't want the impression left that I am anti-Catholic. I am not, I am a Christian, but I will not, not say something about the Pope. All over the television, laid out a dead man, a dead corpse, laid on a table... While I'm trying to get something decent to eat in a country...
And that's the other thing you're talking about. You don't like the Pope's...
Well, let's call it what it is. His carcass on...
It is not. It's the man laying there. He has passed on.
Sir, are you Catholic?
I'm sorry?
Are you Catholic?
Yes, sir. I was baptized.
Well, all right. So, you know, that Boy, I'll tell you what, that tears it. So, in other words...
That doesn't mean that I don't have empathy with what you're saying. I just want to be clear. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, listen. First of all, I'm a veteran, too, and I happen to be a Catholic, okay?
What are you a veteran of?
I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army, and I'm also a Gold Star brother. I got a brother pushing up daisies. I got a brother pushing up daisies from Vietnam.
What does that
you
mean?
We've been listening to you for a long time.
Hold on,
sir.
Steve.
Excuse me, sir.
Steve, this is the host, so hold on for a minute.
Okay.
I want both of you guys to listen to me.
What I want to know, is he a combat veteran?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Yeah, what war?
As a matter of fact, I was taken under fire outside of GP-115, actually, in 1978 during an unofficial war. But I don't want to go into my history.
GP-115?
I've got a brother pushing up daisies from Vietnam.
You're full of,
Hold on, you guys. Come on. Now, what war were you a veteran of, Steve?
I served honorably in the demilitarized zone of Korea during peacetime outside of Guard Post 115.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Okay, that means I conducted live combat operations for the
United
Nations.
Oh, that's not the same.
But, sir, be quiet while I'm listening to this gentleman.
All right, go ahead. I can't make myself a combat veteran, but I'm entitled to an opinion. I'm an American, too, and I've got a brother pushing up daisies from Vietnam.
Go ahead.
I've got a dead father who was a devout Catholic who was a survivor of Pearl Harbor.
My father's dead, too. So what's that proof?
His father was at Pearl Harbor.
Well, it proves that we're all Americans. We all don't have the fact that I'm an American is I have friends who were in New York City when 9/11 was attacked. They lost a lot of money on their vacation. You know, if you wanted to go to a nice Presbyterian country, go to Scotland and eat haggis.
You know, for a guy that says he fought for this country, you got some pretty queer ideas about what it is to be, And I'm a fellow veteran.
No,
that's the part that gets me more than anything.
What I hear you saying is that you're entitled to a free ride because the Pope died.
I'm saying that I went over to Italy on vacation with my wife, and the Italians are all being all Catholic about it. And
you know, 6 weeks after the attack, I went to New York City. They were all depressed in New York City, too. Were you in the financial district 6 weeks after the attack?
Hold the phone.
This is reality. This is life.
Are you trying to compare the devastation of 3,000 dead people with some, excuse me, but some guy who wears a cardboard hat laying on it?
What does that mean?
Well, this man's comparing 9/11 to an old man dying.
First of all, If you don't have any respect for our faith, and that's fine, because that's a typical, you're welcome to the religion of John Knox, that's fine. It's a free country.
It's not about that.
But if you go to a country and the people are experiencing something, whether it's the death of the Pope or the country's attack, you can have some empathy
for what
the people are going through.
Right, the point
and
is,
if you don't like it, you can fly somewhere else.
Yeah, but here's the point. You
two guys are going to tell me how it is, huh?
Well, hold on for a minute. I mean, the point is, if you want to go see a country, you see the country in whatever state it may be in. And if I were you, I would think it was a unique opportunity to visit Italy at the time of the passing of the Pope to see the people.
I don't understand what you're going on about. All I want is to get some food from an Italian with a smile on his face, as the brochure is very clearly points out. But no. No Italian.
Go to Puerto Vallarta. I had a wonderful time in Puerto Vallarta, too.
Mexicans, no Mexicans. No, thank you.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Steve. 1-800, what does that mean?
I'm not, I don't want to get off on a tangent.
All right, let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay, great. This guy sounds a lot to me like Archie Bunker. And his attitude is exactly the reason why Americans, in many cases, are considered idiots abroad. Because
You don't know that
attitude. This attitude that because I'm an American, the world has to kowtow to my feet.
Well,
Do you know of any country in the world that has
GIs buried in their ground over there? Do you know of any other country? No, you don't, see?
We appreciate what you did. But that was then, and this now. I'm speaking actually as a non-Christian. I am a Jew, and I am offended by your remarks. In fact, if I were in Rome at the
Jew and you can't back me up, man.
What is that supposed to mean? I mean, the gentleman is. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. I mean, if I were in Rome right now, I would consider it an incredible stroke of good fortune to be in Rome at such a time. So if you're having a bad time over there, my advice to you would be to try to make lemonade out of a lemon and try to change the way you play the situation.
Look at the Catholics were the ones that parked a whole lot of Jewish people in ovens, if you don't know that.
And wait a minute.
No, no. I know my history. And this gentleman, rather than kowtowing to some guy in a funny hat, should read a little history. And plus, I don't know what it is you like to eat that's Italian, but you won't get anything over here that you're going to be able to keep down when you look at the TV and there's a dead man there.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Laid about like a dead fish.
I understand, sir, but that happens to be the tradition. Laying in state, the way the Pope is...
Yeah, but you see, here's where I got you. The president is laid in a coffin with a decency so that you don't have to look at a man. For God's sake, the body goes through a level... I can tell you, I was a medical corpsman for a year in Korea. And you want to know what a man's body looks like after it's been laying in a swamp for a week, you look me up, okay? Be sure you bring yourself something to eat, too, because I can...
All right, well, that's exactly what you're saying. And I don't believe that the Pope's body or the president or anybody that's laid in state... My God, Lenin was in state in whatever the hell that was, Red Square?
Well, they use certain preservatives.
Well, that's just the thing. That's what they do with the Pope, too.
Well, I find it very off-putting, and I can tell you, when you're sitting down and you've ordered from the trattoria, they've got four kinds of pasta.
And I understand that, sir.
But
all right, I understand. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Scott. Scott, you're on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the Catholics, the mourning of the Pope, a gentleman on vacation in Italy where it's not even remotely fun. Are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I just want to say this guy needs to count himself lucky that he's even in Italy. You know,
okay.
Sorry his vacation is being ruined, but, you know, I mean, this is history in the making, and he's worried about, you know, his face. You know, I'm a veteran. I'm a combat veteran, all that other happy crap.
Wait, what do you mean you're a combat veteran? You can't tell me you're a combat veteran. Because
why? Because I sound young?
No, because you got to give me specifics, because I'm part of an organization along with Mitchell Page. We ferreted out five guys who claim to be CMH winners, and weren't.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, what color are your ribbons?
I served in the Persian Gulf during the Gulf War.
What color are your ribbons?
Headquarters come. You know what? That's not the point. Who cares? You just need to, you know... If you don't like where you're at, then leave the country. You know, go somewhere else where you can be happy.
What seems to be your major malfunction, friend? Why do you care?
You're my major malfunction.
You're bringing up the whole...
You're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment to veterans, and you're an embarrassment to Americans. You know? That's exactly what I have to say.
Is that right? Well, I was in Korea when you were just a very sickening thought in your father's head. And I fought for my country... And
nobody is disrespecting you, sir, for that. But to throw it up and to use it as justification for an argument is intellectually dishonest.
Well, get a load of you. Intellectually dishonest. Is the veteran still there?
Oh, yeah.
Is the caller there? How do you like the host of this show getting all fancy?
He's stating facts.
The fact is...
You're expecting someone, the government, to pay for your vacation because you're a veteran because the Pope died? You know, don't be absurd.
You hear that? You hear the horn out in the street? I don't know if you gentlemen can hear that.
What?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, okay. This is part of every night they walk by a bunch of priests, and they've got what they say is a... It's not the actual Pope, but it's like a body. It's a dead body. And it's part of this ritual that these Italians do. And I find it offensive when I sit down to have a bite to
eat. Then leave.
Yeah, leave.
Then leave. You know?
Son,
I mean, there's millions of people. There's millions of people all over the world that would give anything to be there.
When I was
you
in
know,
Korea,
you,
I ran a man over
to
just to
there.
See what it would look like.
Well, that's pretty sick. And you know, you want to know something? You ought to be careful how you say stuff like that, because you could still get prosecuted for something like that.
Prosecuted?
Yeah, you could get prosecuted. That's illegal, even for a soldier.
It's called war crimes.
Oh, my bear rear. You want to know, war crime is what the Chinaman did. The Chinaman...
Look, Scott, you couldn't have made your points better. Outstanding. Thank you, sir. 1-800, you sound very bitter, man. Very, very bitter. Let me go over to Connie. Connie, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
You're right, I'm bitter.
Go ahead, Connie.
Hi there.
Yes,
ma'am. If he's not happy in Italy, I'll be glad to take his place. He can come home, and I'll go over, and he can open a can of Chef Boyardee and have his Italian food any place he wants.
Let me tell you something, Connie. I could get more I could get a big, smiling Italian face.
You could get nothing because your attitude sucks.
Well,
you could get nothing. You are the most ridiculous individual that I have ever had the misfortune to hear.
Ma'am,
get the hell out of Italy and give those people the time to mourn the man that died.
You know how many GIs are buried over here?
Sir, we're not talking about the GIs. I buried a father, I buried a husband, and I buried two brothers as a result of war. So don't you sit there on your fat ass.
What you just said to that lady.
What did he say?
Ma'am, I don't...
No, I'll repeat it. I said as a result of war is the result of you.
That was a really horrific thing to say.
You know what?
Consider
where it came from and just
get off of him. Let me tell you something.
I don't want to hear anything you have to say. You are ridiculous. You are absolutely ridiculous.
I could get more of a vacation going to the Olive Garden and have a big Italian come over.
Why don't you do that?
Well,
maybe a little religion wouldn't hurt you.
Catholic, huh?
You don't know what I am.
Well, you said a little bit of religion. I told you I'm a Presbyterian.
I didn't say what kind of religion. I said a little religion
would do
you good.
Just because you call yourself Presbyterian, Catholic, or anything else doesn't mean that you practice it.
It doesn't make you a good person.
You know, my wife told me not to call the radio stations in America.
Then you should have listened to her.
Well, you know why she said that? Because she said only idiots listen to those stations.
Well, on it. You're on it.
That's right.
You're here.
You know,
and you're spewing your venom to all of us to listen to you.
Connie, maybe...
Do us a favor, sir. Go to bed.
If I were you, I wouldn't be marrying too many more military guys. It seems they all get blown up.
What kind of a comment is that?
Isn't he...
Didn't she just say every guy she's ever been married to got a grenade shoved up his...
No, one husband, two brothers and a father, sir. You weren't listening, apparently.
Well, I think they might try another line of work in your family, maybe like dog catcher.
Maybe.
You know, that's a real kind thing
maybe.
To say.
But I'll tell you, whatever they did, they would excel at it far more than what you've done with your life. You're a total waste.
You want to know something, ma'am?
Sir,
you can say what you
I'm
want,
say goodnight
but
to you.
I can't order meatballs without getting them watered down by some Italian's crocodile tears.
Is that what you went for, meatballs? You could have those in the United
God,
States.
No kidding.
Sure.
That's not exactly Italian.
No, they aren't.
Well, get a load of the happy wanderers, so you know all about it, huh?
Sir, look, if I went to Italy, man, I'd be going over there for some of the real deal, man. Mm-hmm. Meatballs.
Yeah, really.
You know, I grew up with the Italians, and they're
I'm surprised they let you grow up. I'm amazed at that.
You
I know
honey,
a few guys that would like to take care of you.
I grew up enough to fight
you didn't
for this
grow
country
up.
In Korea.
You have never grown up. You're a juvenile.
So you're saying the Italians should have whacked me, huh?
They
using some of that mafia
should've.
Talk.
You
they
know what?
They certainly should have.
So, see, this lady, Mr. Henry, has a stereotype of Italians as being all mobbed up.
Oh, no. No.
Well,
it's my impression that the Presbyterians are worse.
Boy, if you were in front of me right now, lady or no lady, I'd teach you a lesson that would have to do with the back of my hand and your
really.
Bare rear end.
Oh, honey,
right.
I want to tell you something. You make damn sure if you give me the back of your hand that I don't get up because your ass is grass from that point on.
Who says
good
you
night, all.
Who says you wouldn't enjoy it? You can both of you can go down to the pit, turn right, up left.
What does that mean, turn right and up left? I don't understand that. Did he hang up? Okay, so he hung, yeah, the lady hung up too. Well, all right, you know, this is an emotional time. All right, sir, he's called back. Sir, if you're going to call back, if you're going to...
No, I want to be heard here.
You've been heard for a full hour, okay?
That woman called up and called... I said to her that I'd spank her lightly, and she thinks that's an insult? from a Korean veteran.
You know what? It's a lady you're talking to, not some chick, not some geisha over there in Japan.
You know, you better watch the way you say geisha, mister, because that is a particularly painful memory for me. And I can hear the laughter, and that's okay.
No, no. What was painful about it?
You know what? Go straight to hell.
Jesus, God, he brought it up, didn't he? Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. What we're trying to do tonight is, I was trying to get on my show. This gentleman's calling from Italy. He and his wife are there on vacation. They are very resentful of the obvious depression the Italian people are feeling. He's not getting his money's worth. I told you if you hang up...
No, I want to tell you...
No, you hung up on me, and I told you I would not let you come back...
You said to me, gay shit, I told you that was painful.
All right, and I said, why? And then you hung up, and you told me to go to hell twice.
I told you to stick it up your butt, up, left, right.
Well, whatever that means.
Mr. Henry, I was on leave in Tokyo, Japan in 1951. I had come back from the Chosin Reservoir where we had gotten our Marines out. And I wanted some R&R. And I went into a geisha house. And I came back, sir, and I don't mean to offend the ladies in your audience, but I had... a case of the drip that would bring you to your knees.
That's my fault?
I didn't say it was your fault.
And I'm supposed to feel sorry for you.
Mister, have you ever stood at a latrine just to go ahead and tap a kidney and you are brought to your knees from the searing napalm-like...
Oh, all right, I'm done with him. Brought to your knees. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You flip a bone in a Korean War veteran and you pull back a bloody stump.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
That's all that I put up with, and I can tell you that.
I want you to have a little more respect for my callers, okay?
I've got the window open. Gladys, open the window up.
All right, have a little more respect for the callers. I'm talking to Lloyd Bonafide. He and his wife are in Italy. Mary, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Lloyd, you're on vacation with your wife in Italy, and you have taken a great deal of umbrage here with the treatment of... You say the Italians are too depressed, you're not getting your money's worth...
Well, I guess that's, you're not allowed to express your opinion as an American, and I'll keep that in mind.
That's not the case. Mary, go ahead.
What I want to say, Mr. Henry, whenever I was preparing to take a trip abroad, my travel agent always presents a caveat. Be careful what's going on in the country if you don't want to be part of it. And go to another place.
Get me a bottle of wine.
Now,
hold on for a minute. Mary, hold the line for a minute. Sir, are you listening to the call?
What's that?
Are you listening to the lady?
Yes, sir. I was trying to get a bottle, a lousy bottle of Chianti. Is that a mortal sin?
Listen to the caller, please. Go ahead, Mary.
When I was in London, and Princess Diana was
killed. The kind with the basket on it.
The country was in deep mourning.
Right,
and
exactly.
For some people, perhaps it was not pleasant, but I found it important to be there at that time to share with people what they were feeling.
How about getting back to work as a waiter?
And
yeah, and I understand what you mean about Diana. The whole world was in shock when she died.
Exactly, because she was beloved in the world, as Pope John Paul was beloved.
Yeah, well, John Paul is big, you know, among Catholics, obviously, but also...
The world.
The world recognizes him as like the international Christian leader.
That's right. And
what about that
he demanded...
Where's that open?
Hold on. Are you listening, sir?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm trying to get an order of periwinkles. Excuse me.
Well, Mr. Henry...
Periwinkles?
Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
If the man... would like to have some recompense for what he feels he missed. tell him to go back to his travel agent and tell them the country is not what was displayed on the brochure.
You should go back and complain to your travel agent.
There you go.
I want to get some of that Chianti wine.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Go back to your travel agent and tell him that you're not happy.
Oh, don't worry. I'll look that son of a bee up. He's my wife's brother-in-law. That's And I'll tell you, and I don't mind telling you this. I'm sorry. I know I'm talking to a lady. But he's a son of a B-I-T, and you can spell the rest.
Well, Mr. Henry, that is my comment about people who want to travel abroad.
Tower of Pisa,
you take what you get.
Exactly. And you also have to... Hey, you know, you get inoculated before you go overseas, don't you?
Exactly.
You get shots.
Exactly.
One of those, what do you stuff the thing with?
And I think that, in many ways, it's a smart way to travel. And there's also books you can get that tell you about different countries.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, do they have the tigers in the Coliseum still? I'd love to see them rip the ass out of a Christian.
Well, now, okay, Mr. You know, Henry, I think that, I don't want to be part of this conversation
this guy,
any longer.
Well, one of the problems with this guy is that he doesn't seem to have any sensitivity at his time in the service. You know,
well,
are you married to? Were you married to veterans at all?
I was.
What about all
and I have a brother who spent
to see them toss a Christian out
6 years in World War II.
Ooh, baby.
And
yeah.
his whole life
yes,
was
ma'am.
Ruined because
yeah.
of it.
How about,
he is now
Stephen
a veteran
when he got drug under that chariot?
Attached to a veteran's
God,
hospital. And his life is just a shadow.
Hey, Mr. Henry, Mr. Henry, sorry to bother you.
Were you listening to anything we were saying?
No, I want to ask you, did you ever see that scene in Bend Hur? It's just a little joke.
Mr. Henry?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to have any conversation with
the
gentleman.
Mary, did you ever see Bend Hur?
You know, you're
thank
a crude,
you, Mr. Henry,
crude guy.
For the opportunity
having a couple
to
of
make
giggles.
A comment.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Good
very
night.
Kind.
Hey, wait, where's she going? Well, anyway, Stephen Boyd gets dragged under a chariot. Oh, God, I love that. I'll tell you right now, it was almost as good as that geisha that gave me the drip. And another thing.
That's all I can take. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I know women that will forgive cheating by a man for a short stack of pancakes.
Phil Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. I've given you the respect, and you didn't give my callers any respect. You're in Italy.
Hold on for a minute.
You're in Italy complaining about how you're being treated. The Pope has died. The people there are in mourning.
Can I just say one thing? You know?
I've let you say one thing.
Hold on. Look at it. Turn it up, honey. Okay. Right on TV right now is exactly what I've been telling you. They've got the Pope laid out on a slab. Okay? Pardon me while I puke up the calzone. I just had 45 minutes ago for roof service. I hope you enjoyed that.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.